Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Hi, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am the master wealth builder helping to build a stronger and better life and business. And I'm very excited every week to come on with our co-hosts, Artie Williams and Ann Calloway, and talk about the city of Riviera Beach and Palm Beach County and our special guests. But as always, after reading the book Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell, I am convinced that we are all leaving our diamond mines in our own backyards as we travel around the world seeking larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds that we seek are found within us and in our own hometown from whence we've come. Therefore, we're calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. And each week I read something from the Riviera Beach Moments by Deborah Hall McCullough, who has done an awesome, awesome, awesome research on the history of our city. And today I'll read about Miss Maddie Battles. Maddie Battles is a business owner, and she was known as Miss Maddie, the Georgia Collard Greens lady. Her produce truck was set up between 9th Street and President Barack Obama Highway, which is Old Dixie back in the day, just down the street from the swap shop. Maddie sold fresh Georgia collard greens and smoked meat for nearly 30 years. Mrs. Maddie and her husband started bringing collard greens from Georgia to the old swap shop and quickly created a following. Subsequently, they moved to the 9th Street location where they operate a chopping machine that cut the bundles of greens, and they sold old-fashioned smoked meat used for seasoning the greens. You could buy big bunches of Georgia collard greens from the back of Miss Maddie's truck and wait to have them chopped. Customers stood in long lines on the weekends and waited for her to chop their collard greens. Miss Maddie also sold vegetables, including peas, beans, and okra. Twice a year, Miss Maddie held the Love Festival in Riviera Beach. She put together the event to shop appreciation, to show her appreciation to her local customers. Over 2,000 people will participate in the Love Festival. She gave out free food to everyone in the community. Miss Maddie has passed away, but her memories and her legacy of entrepreneurship are still alive in Riviera Beach. And I say that as a talk to all of you. I just get chills at the thought of what she did and how she did what she did. Such a simple act of kindness, but impacted so many lives that we're still impacted by that today. But today, we are blessed to have a very special guest, Ms. Wenna Dunmire from Mom Demand Action for Guns Sense in America. And Wenna joined the Moms Demand Action movement, I'm going to call it, the nation's largest grassroots gun violence prevention group in the days following the tragedy in Parkland, Florida. As part of a dynamic team of Palm Beach County Moms Demand Action volunteers, she works to end gun violence everywhere through legislative efforts, education, and partnering with similar groups in the community. And we want to welcome you to our podcast, Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Good afternoon. How are you? And Mr. Artie Williams, how are you today? Thank you both.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me on this podcast. I'm very interested to have this conversation today, and let's get started.
Great, great. I'm so glad to have you. You know, one of you guys mean a lot to us. I mean, with the comes to the Mothers Against Murder Association, you guys have been there for us. We work hand-in-hand in a lot of things, and it's just great to have someone like you to represent us today and let us know what's going on in America when it comes to this gun violence.
Yeah, we're so grateful that Mothers Against Murders Association, MAMA, has reached out a hand in partnership to let us help, to let us dive in and see what we can do to help end this, because it's getting bad and we need every voice. So we're so grateful for you and Angela and all the moms at MAMA.
Yeah, Art,
okay,
we'll just start. Art, if we could just have her tell us a little bit about herself first,
yes. And
that would give the audience
a
little better appreciation for the conversation. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Again, my name is Winna Dunmeyer. I am a volunteer with a group called Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Moms Demand Action is a grassroots movement of Americans fighting for public safety measures that can protect people from gun violence. We pass stronger laws and work to close the loopholes that jeopardize the safety of our families. We also work in our communities, and that's where we talk about MAMA and meet with MAMA a lot, and with business leaders to encourage a culture of responsible gun ownership. We know that gun violence is preventable, and we're committed to doing what it takes to keep families safe. What we do here in Palm Beach County, in addition to partnering with MAMA, we have other community partners that are on the ground trying to make change, trying to prevent gun violence before it happens, because once that tragedy happens and we're dealing with more gun violence survivors, what we're doing effectively is creating a nation of gun violence survivors, and it has to stop. And it doesn't stop until we recognize it and stand up to it as with one voice and say, enough, enough is enough. So I joined Moms Demand Action immediately post-Parkland 2 years ago. I have two children in the school system, and that was a very big issue. But I also learned that mass shootings, where four or more are shot or injured, make up less than 1% of gun violence. Daily gun violence is quite devastating in our communities. When I started 4 years ago, I said 92 Americans die every day from gun violence and over 100 are wounded. 4 years later, I now have to say 110 Americans die every day and over 200 are wounded. So we're going the wrong way. We're going the wrong way on a very complicated issue that we need everybody to say, it's enough and what can I do to help? And I am not a gun violence survivor, but things don't have to happen for me to care about them. And I know that there's a lot of people listening that also feel the same way. So come, put your voice with us, and let's make this end.
Great, great. Let me just start out by saying that, gun violence is one of the biggest causes of family pain today. So many
mm-hmm.
people is affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
And one question I want to ask you, when it comes to the children,
yep.
what's happening with the children and the teens when it comes to gun violence?
Well, just in the past 2 years, gun violence has overtaken motor vehicle accidents for the number of children that are killed every year. So, 20, 30 years ago, there was a group that got together that started addressing drunk driving, right? Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And now gun violence has overtaken driving or motor vehicle accidents. So that's a real issue. And then when we look at black children and teens are 14 times more likely to be impacted by gun violence than their white peers. Then we have a real disparity in how we're approaching these communities. And when a child is introduced to gun violence, it's trauma that ripples throughout the whole entire community. So we're at a real cross point right now where we need to make a decision. Do we put our children first? Do we focus our children first? Or do we just stop paying attention altogether?
Okay, great. I mean, that's something we got to pay more attention to the kids. I mean, this is where it all starts.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, this is where it ends, because normally their lives is the one that's taken.
Right.
So let me just ask you, during this pandemic that we're facing now, has the gun violence gotten worse, in your opinion?
Yes, gun violence has gotten worse. And we see that most specifically in people struggling with mental illness, with their mental health. You know, things got pretty dark for a while there. I think it's gotten a little bit better, but in instances like that, we did see more gun sales during the pandemic. There's a culture of fear around people that sort of go out and buy a gun. You know, I understand a responsible gun owner going through all the hoops that they need to go through to carry that weapon, but there are some that buy them without a background check. They get them from somebody, and then who knows if they should have it. So during the pandemic, a lot of that went on, and we don't have any controls for sort of regulating where those guns went. And then we also see that teen rates of suicide have gone up, but now even they're finding the greatest increases in suicide are for even younger children. And research shows that suicide by gun is very effective. And you don't get a chance to do it again. When you have a moment when you're very down and there's a gun there, it's a very effective method to finish a suicide. So we talk a lot about responsible gun storage. If you are a responsible gun owner, then you keep it locked and separate from the ammunition talk to your children about that is not an appropriate thing for you to be near. I'm going to keep you and us safe, and I'm going to keep it locked away and separate from the ammunition. So, you know, we're pushing these issues down onto our children when we don't address them, when our children are required to go through a monthly code red drill at school. I think I have a middle schooler and a high school, and they're kind of checked out about those code red drills. They don't really, really pay attention. But I do know that younger children, especially elementary, if once a month you're saying potentially a bad person could come into this, you know, then we're kind of making children fearful that there's always scary stuff lurking around a corner, and I just feel like we're taking some things away from them. So it's a lot for our children now that we haven't chosen to face up to gun violence sooner, but we have to deal with what is and move forward.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. And just the last week, guest we talked about with Issa Allen, mental health therapist, and this week having you on, it goes hand in hand because she spoke on some of the same thing. Mental health is very prevalent in the community these days and the families.
Mm-hmm.
We have to find a way to combat that because it's more and more violence in our schools today. I mean, we want to be able to go to school, have our kids go to school, and come home, not have to worry.
Yeah.
We want to be able to do that.
For sure.
And you have what steps can you feel that the federal government can take to reduce gun violence? I know we have a lot of politics going on with the Democrats, Republicans. No one wants to take away gun rights. But what do you feel the government can do right now?
Yeah, I think the government hasn't had any federal legislation on gun safety in 20 to 30 years. And since that time, now we buy all kinds of things online. You can get a gun online without a background check. You can buy thousands of rounds of ammunition with nobody even blinking an eye. The first thing I would like to see the federal government do is ensure that a background check happens on every single gun sale wherever it happens. And I'd also like to see them pass legislation that says after a 3-day waiting period, because right now after a 3-day waiting period on the background check, if it doesn't come through yet and you don't know, you can still sell the gun. So that's ridiculous. We need to close, that's called a loophole. We need to close that loophole. Other things that would be very effective would be a federal red flag law. We have that here in Florida. And what that does, it allows law enforcement to, when a family notifies law enforcement, says, hey, I'm worried about this person. They've been very down. They do have a weapon in the home. Can we maybe remove that from the home temporarily? So that's called a risk protection order or a red flag law. We do have that in Florida. It was part of the post-Parkland legislation that passed 4 years ago, and it's been used almost 6,000 times in the state of Florida. So that's, and it's a temporary removal for up to a year, and it can be renewed, but that saves lives. When someone's feeling very down, very blue, and they could hurt themselves or others, let's get that weapon out of the house. So a federal red flag law would be amazing. And then if we could also pass legislation to make it a requirement to store your weapons safely and to put some teeth in it for when you don't. I don't know how many times, is it daily, we read something in the news where a child found an unsecured weapon and hurt themselves or others. And they call it an accident. It's not an accident. that weapon performed exactly like it's supposed to. It was an unintentional shooting, but it was definitely not an accident. So adults, responsible gun owners agree with all of these things. We just need to, you know, put some teeth in our legislation and make sure that everybody agrees, not just those of us that are responsible. A final thing that would be wonderful would be an assault weapons ban. And veterans groups, law enforcement, everybody gets behind this. We do not need weapons of war on our streets. They're not war zones. They should be our streets where kids are playing. So those are four things that I think could be very, very effective. We have a very important week next week in the Senate, the federal Senate, National Congress. The Senate, we're applying tremendous pressure this week to get them to do something. There's a handful that maybe this would be the moment that they would do something. So we've been really pushing them with calls to make a change.
Great. And that assault weapon, I was in the military, and I know, and we had M16s, and these AR-15s, these guns are not meant for the streets.
Yeah.
These are military weapons, and we have to get them banned. That's no other way, because just about every mass shooting has been with an assault rifle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And think about how much training you went through to use that weapon. A lot.
Exactly.
A lot. And you were required to constantly test on that weapon. That's not happening. The shooting in Texas, that young man purchased that horrible weapon days after he turned 18. And because the state of Texas passed a law that's called permitless carry, he didn't have to get a permit. He didn't have to do any training, nothing. And then he could go buy thousands of rounds of ammunition. So, you know, you can't even get a handgun in Texas until you're 21. But 18, we can get an assault weapon. So we're very concerned here in Florida because our governor has said that he will pass this permitless carry soon. So we're on constant alert to make sure that doesn't happen because you've taken away a background check, you've taken away training, you've taken away any kind of, you know, any sort of mechanism to sort of stop the weapons from getting into the wrong hands. And we're very, very concerned about that. So keep an eye on our website, and when something comes up and says axe or do this or do that, be ready to do it because we're going to need every Floridian saying this is not happening in this state.
Great. What steps do you feel right now that individuals on their own, can individuals take to end gun violence? What can we do to help end gun violence?
Yep. So right now we have a very specific action. If you take out your cell phone and type in the word B-O, like you're going to send a text message, if you type in the word BOLD, B-O-L-D, to the number 64433, and if you follow the prompts, it will allow you to leave a message for our senators, Senator Rubio or Senator Nelson. Ideally, I would like you to keep calling until you can leave a message for both of them, and the prompts will tell you exactly what to say. But basically you're saying, I am a Florida resident. I strongly urge you to do something to end gun violence. I'm imploring you as someone that lives in this country that wants to see the carnage end, please do something on gun violence. I know sometimes it can feel like we waste our breath making these calls, but this is a very important week for the movement. So texting the word BOLD, B-O-L-D, to 64433 is the most important thing you can do today, and then the second most important thing you can do today is to tell somebody else to do it and pass it along. Because if we get millions of voices saying this, and Moms Demand Action has over 8 million voices, supporters, if we can get more, you know, they have to act. They absolutely have to act. Other things you can do is you can join all of these community organizations or one of them, and share a little bit of your time with us to help end this. So you can do that at the momsdemandaction.org website. A third thing you could do is to donate to these local community organizations that are on the ground doing the work, like MAMA. That we can't get MAMA funded is so frustrating, because if law enforcement considered how many hours, years and decades she spent supporting victims of gun violence and violence, it's a number, there's no number of dollar amount that you can put on it that saves law enforcement. So anyone offering to donate, please do Suda Mama.
Yes.
Artie?
That's right. We've been in this fight for a long time, you know.
A long time.
And since 2003, trying to help and educate and save lives here in our communities. And we're going to continue that fight. And it does take funding to do that. It really does.
It takes funding to do that. It does.
And we're so grateful, like I say, for you guys to step in and help us all the time. And we're going to continue to work together. Because I feel sometimes we got to start getting out to the polls. We got to vote the people in that want to make a change. And we know right now the NRA and these so-called legislators want to support the NRA. And that's sad to see that so many people have to die to continue to make it, to even want to make a change. And that has to change. That itself has to change.
I know. Exactly. And you talk about the NRA. And the NRA started out as an organization interested in, you know, gun rights and safety and all this kind of stuff, but it sort of changed. And the NRA gets all of their funding from gun manufacturers. So they're not so interested in gun rights, even though they may say that. They're interested in gun sales. They want situations where people will buy more guns. And there are over 400 million guns in the United States of America and 300 and some million people. So we have the highest rate of gun ownership in the entire world. And we also have the highest rate of gun violence by 20 times the next high income country. So we need to address safety. It's a public health crisis and we need to address it.
Okay, I think one of the most important questions, I think you touched on it a little bit just a minute ago, but people getting involved to help end this fight of violence. And I think that's what we need to do. How do you think we should go about doing that?
Yeah, if you'd like to join Moms Demand Action, and we have a very wonderful core group of volunteers that are ready to give you whatever you want to work on. Do you want to work on legislative issues? Great, we got that for you. Are you ready to work on the elections? Which at this point, we're all going to be working on the elections very soon. Great. Do you want to talk to other groups about safe storage of guns? We have a wonderful program called Be Smart. Great. We have plenty for you to do. One big aspect of our work is partnering with MAMA and other community groups that are doing great work in the community. It's very easy to join Moms Demand Action. We use this texting a lot. We do a lot of texting. But if you text the word READY, READY, to the same number, 64433, that will get you on a list to get you the information you need to join. We have a welcome call by Zoom because of the recent tragedies. We've had a lot of interest in the topic, our issues around gun violence, and a lot of interest in Moms Demand Action. So if you live in Palm Beach County and want to join our team and want to figure out how it works, maybe meet some of our volunteers virtually, we have a Zoom this Thursday at 8 p.m., and you can find out how to RSVP for that on the MomsDemandAction.org website under the events tab. And we welcome anyone that wants to donate an hour or 10 hours, we will take it, because Moms Demand Action is all volunteer-led, from a person that just joined today all the way to our founder that founded the organization in the days following Sandy Hook.
Great. And I just urge everyone to get involved with Moms Demand Action. There's a group just advocating for safety, and that's for our kids, for our community. So I advise everybody to go on that page. Find out how you can get involved with them. They do great work, and we're going to continue all we can to work as a partner with Mom Demand Action, because I think that both organizations cover some of the same things or looking to do the same thing, but that's to save lives. Now, I don't know, Ann, if you have any questions for her before we do a little quick Q&A with Weta. Is there anything that you want to put in, Ann?
Sorry, I was on mute. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I think it's very interesting that I'm not sure who it was that just did one of the talk shows just did maybe 60 Minutes or something like that. last week just did a piece on this that showed that for the first time in history, that one of the lawyers found a loophole and was able to sue one of the gun manufacturers. I think it might have been 60 minutes last Sunday. And going to your point, it really is about the bottom line. It's about the profit, not the people. And
right.
So with that thought in mind, when people begin to realize that this is so much bigger than people realize, and
yep.
it's interesting, it's not until your family or your friend or your church
mm-hmm.
or your community is impacted as a wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
And some, you know, and so when we hear that word that says all things work together for good, we don't really want to look hard enough to find the good in it. And sometimes it's a wake-up call. It's
mm-hmm.
a wake-up call to every single person. It's like COVID. People didn't take it seriously until their family members started dying or getting sick until they got it. And so
mm-hmm.
I just want to just encourage all of our listeners, please engage and be more attentive and become more active
mm-hmm.
as you listen. Don't just listen and just go on about your business because it could be that act you could take before it impacts you more closely. So I just wanted
mm-hmm.
to just share that. But other than that, Artie, if the two of you want to go ahead and give your wrap-up and any questions from the audience we may have, then we can go ahead and,
okay.
and wrap up. Thank you.
Before you wrap up, Mr. Artie, really, really quick, Wina, I just had two quick questions that
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to ask you really quick. So first, it's kind of what Miss Ann just touched on. I have recently found out that, you know, California Senator just passed a bill. Well, they passed a bill in February of this year saying that the, you know, manufacturers of those firearms are like now liable to be sued.
Mm-hmm.
What is your take on this bill, on this action?
The NRA has been working for decades to craft legislation to sort of make it, you know, just going to buy a pack of gum, like you're just going to buy a gun in the same way. Gun. But, that is legislation called PLACA, and it was signed into law by the second George Bush president several years ago. And the gun manufacturing industry is the only industry in this entire country that cannot be to think about. But that is also on the table on the federal level to repeal this raft of horrible legislation called PLACA. And they should be responsible. Someone should be responsible for this carnage that's happening. Maybe if they repealed PLACA, the NRA would stop interfering in our legislative process as much as they do by paying legislators. So I'm all for repealing PLACA and agree with that legislation in California.
Yes. And even to go into my next question, like some of my friends, they have siblings and such as that, and even they don't feel safe with them going to
mm-hmm.
school because of all the mass shootings that
right.
have gone down. And so then my next question would be, what do you think it is going to take for, you know, Congress to finally buckle down and to finally get serious on actually trying to pass some gun laws so we can get actual change?
We have had so many great gun legislation pieces that have been signed and sent through the House of Representatives, which, you know, that's the people's house where mostly our representation happens. You know, you get two senators for the state of Wyoming when the Palm Beach County population is higher than that. So it's, I hate for us to think that we have to get to the point where we need 60 senators that agree with common sense gun safety legislation. So we're pushing, but if that's what we have to do, then that's what we have to do in November, and we'll work our buns off to do it. We're really, really hoping we're taking some action. We're driving a bunch of people to D.C. this next week. There could be a very small window this next week that maybe some of these centers would say, you know what, I don't want to be lumped in with the killer during these horrible, tragic events. I want to be lumped in with the people that were lost and the survivors that were left behind. So that's why we say text BOLD to the number 64433 to share your voice with our senators.
Awesome. And then, like, my last question, my final last question that I have is, what do you say? Because, you know, there are people out there that are worried about the our second
mm-hmm.
amendment rights.
Amendment.
And they
mm-hmm.
think that, yes, and they, you know, they think that it's going to get lost with, you know, all of these gun laws passed. What do you say to them that are pro,
right.
that are so focused on that, that they're not
right.
paying, you know, they're not getting the picture of what's actually going on currently
right.
in our country?
Right. And whenever there's any sort of shooting or any such event where gun, you know, really pro-gun people, they go out and they start buying more, which, you know, the gun manufacturers are super happy about that. So it's kind of a sick cycle that happens. But I do know that there are responsible gun owners with moms that are a part of Moms Demand Action that do work every single day because they're like, listen, I'll jump through the hoops that you need me to jump through. It's fine. I'm going to be a responsible gun owner. So, that we're gun grabbers and that we're going to, you know, repeal the Second Amendment, nobody's doing that. There's no legislation anywhere that is trying to set that forth. We're trying to put proper legislation in place to keep people safe. There are too many ways for the wrong people to get a gun and cause havoc that destroys lives. So I understand that comes up a lot, but that is not any way that we're working towards. We respect the Second Amendment, and we're very honored that there are responsible gun owners out there, but not everybody is, and not everyone should have a gun. So that's the aspect that we're working on. That's a great question.
Great. Great question, Deja.
Thank you.
I know we just had a quick Q&A. I know we don't have much time, but one of my quick questions for you is, what is the Wear Orange? How did that come about?
Oh, gosh. Thank you, Artie. Okay. Wear Orange Weekend. So the first Friday of every June is National Gun Violence Awareness Day. And the following Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's all Wear Orange Weekend. And Wear Orange started in 2015 after the death of a young woman named Hadia Pendleton was killed in Chicago in 2013. And her family says, we need a way to honor this. We need to do some sort of movement. She loved the color orange. The color of orange is used by hunters because it says there's a life, and that's important. Don't shoot that orange person. So that's how it started, and it's become a giant movement. So there are Wear Orange events happening all over the country this weekend. If you look at social media, hopefully yours is lit up orange too. We had wonderful events scheduled for yesterday and today, and they both were disrupted by the tropical storm, which is upsetting. One of those will
yes.
be rescheduled as soon as we can make that happen. One will be rescheduled. But we've worked hard to share how people can wear orange, post it on their social media. One of our wonderful volunteers named Kelly, she arranged for We Can End Gun Violence, wearorange.org, to be on some digital billboards in Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties. So there are landmarks lit up all over the country, the Eiffel Tower, bridges all over – not Eiffel Tower. What am I thinking of? Empire State Building, Eiffel Tower. Oh, my goodness. All kinds of landmarks across the country are lit up orange this weekend because we want to keep it in mind. We have to keep this issue in mind. The start of summer can be a dangerous time for children because they're home, they're not as busy, you know, maybe they have some time. So we just want to bring attention to it. So that's Wear Orange every year.
Great. Actually, that's a lot of information I didn't know about, but I knew about the Wear Orange. Now that I know what it
yes,
means to stand for.
Yes, you did.
But, you know, we maybe have time for one question or so from the audience. Is anybody out there who would like to ask when our questions about the Moms Demand Action? If so, you know, go ahead and speak. If not, we'll give our closing remarks. Okay.
I said a lot of words.
Okay. Well, let's do this. I want the listeners to be the last voices here is yours. So I'm going to give my remark. I'm very, very excited that you was on the show today. I think we covered a whole lot of information for the public to know about Moms Demand Action and gun laws. And I think most people got got out of it, that we can do a lot of things together.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pull together to end this gun violence. And it doesn't just affect one set of people. When these shooters go into these schools, they don't care about the age, the gender, the race. It just happens, and it affects everybody. So let's all band together, follow with the information that you gave about contacting the information, contacting the right people to help end this violence. So I want to thank you today for coming on, and hopefully that this is not our last conversation about the gun violence with the Moms Demand Action, because I think the more information that we can continuously put out, the better. And I'm just going to ask you to give us a little closing statement on your behalf.
Yes, I agree with everything you just said, Artie. We can end gun violence. We don't have to live this way. We're the only high-income country in this entire world that deals with gun violence in this way. Other countries look at us and say, what are you doing? And so we have to speak up with one voice and say enough. And the way that you can do that is to go to momsdemandaction.org, check out the website, sign up for some events. Again, we have a virtual Palm Beach County meeting this Thursday at 8 p.m. You can sign up online. Please, please text the word BOLD, B-O-L-D, to the number 64433 and follow the prompts, because this could be a very important week for our senators, some of them, a handful, to finally say, that's it, we have to do something. And that would be a huge moment for us to finally get some sort of action on the federal level. I'm grateful for every volunteer, for every voice that sends a text, that comes to a meeting, that comes to an event, for partners like Mama, for people like Artie. We're regular people. Enough is enough. We don't have to live this way. And thank you.
Great. Turn it back over to our leader, Ann. You there? Do you have any of your closing statements or want to make a statement? Okay.
All right. Everybody, I just want to also, can you repeat the website again? We're making a change to your podcast so that people can.
It is, of course. It's momsdemandaction.org.
Moms with an M.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. All right, very good. All right, Artie, that was it?
Yes, we've given our closing statements. I just want to know if anything that you want to say to close it out. And we'll.
No, I just want to, yeah, thank you so much. I just want to thank everybody for listening in and participating with us with another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, and want to encourage you to comment, like, and share the show. Would like to thank our special guest today, Ms. Dunmire, that has joined
thank
us
you.
Representing Moms Demand Action for Gun Safety in America. Please go to her website, and her number again is 561-945-7706. Her email is wdunmyer.fl@gmail.com. Again, my name is Ann McMillan. I am the master wealth builder, helping you to build a strong and better life and business. And want to thank all of you for listening in, and we'll see you next week. All right, everybody, have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Great show.
Thank you.